Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, Wednesday, December 10th, 1969, a great conflagration occurred on Broad Street as one of the biggest department stores was razed to the ground. Fire! Fire! Bridgetown was ablaze again. Over time, the capital had again and again been ravaged by fire, with the more recent ones being Plantations Limited in 1946 and the Central Foundry in 1948. The following day, the Barbados Advocate published the story of the unfortunate and untimely loss of Cave Shepherd & Company Limited, also popularly referred to as the Ideal Store. The fire also affected Louis L. Bailey, a prominent jewelry store on the same strip. The newspaper report detailed that for over 3 hours the night before, fire raged and destroyed those two businesses. The Ideal Store was completely gutted and losses estimated to be millions of dollars, while Louis Bailey's duty-free stock of watches, cameras, and jewelry sustained some loss, but some stock was saved. This fire, on this night, was said to be the biggest in over 50 years, surpassing that of Musson & Company in the early part of the century when it was sighted at Probing Street. The Cave Shepherd fire was said to be so intense that even the bricks used in construction were consumed and parts of the building fell onto the street. It was also counted as one of the four big fires that had occurred in the city for the year. The fight was on to contain the inferno. With 8 fire tenders on hand, personnel from the Barbados Fire Service under Fire Chief St. Clair Clark were on scene to extinguish the fire. Billowing flames were so forceful that an all-hands-on-deck approach had to be implemented. Firemen from rural areas rendered assistance, as well as off-duty fire officers. Police officers, together with their off-duty and reserved personnel, also answered the call to bring control to a chaotic scene. Water supply was vital to fighting a blaze of this magnitude. Consequently, a tug from the Bridgetown Harbor was utilized to pump water from the drainage to the fire units. In addition, the residents of Bridgetown were also asked to use little water as possible so as to offset the low pressure that was being experienced at the hydrants. At a time when good cheer would usually spread across the social atmosphere of the island, fire instead spread on Broad Street, bringing loss, uncertainty, and a lull to the Christmas season on this day, December 10th, 1969. However, this fire would not be the final chapter in the history of this 1906 department store. Like the phoenix, it would rise from the ashes and continue to play its role on the business landscape of Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.